Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Professor Kalaboga Mapunye, who is the Professor of African Politics at University of South Africa at UNISA. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Thank you so much for inviting me. And good morning to the listeners.
It's great to have you. So is this happening quite a lot? Because it seems to me that, in fact, the ANC is using the courts as their HR department lately.
My view is that there are a few things at stake. Let me start. Let me just say at least three. Mm-hmm. The first one is that we are now seeing the courts, the judiciary, as another arm of government, playing a very, very critical role in terms of the rule of law. Because you will remember that sometime last year, during the heydays of the lockdown, some political parties, indeed some political actors, and including Mahashule himself and some of his supporters, were very critical about the role of the judiciary, saying that some judges might be captured and so on. Firstly, we see the role of the judiciary actually in this case, at least, showing that there is no, partiality, there's no, one-sidedness of the judiciary in terms of the judiciary being used as a political football for the different political factions within the ANC. And that, when Ace Mahashule lost, his case previously, and now this is the second time, clearly, this is showing that, the judiciary cannot be, tainted with, unfairness, bias, and so on, because they just have to interpret the law. So it is the role of the judiciary, and their image. In this case, the image of the, the courts, as well as the judiciary, is being vindicated, because it cannot be, used to fight political battles. That's the first thing. The second thing is the image of Ace Mahashule himself. Once beaten, twice shy. You lose a case for the first time, you say, no, there's bias. This judge is biased. I'm going to change. No, I'm going to appeal. And you do that. The second time again, you lose. Clearly, it should tell you that you've got to start reflecting on your situation. So it is his image that has been dented, because clearly there won't be much that he can do in terms of this year's election and his political future. And then lastly, there are implications for the ANC. The ANC will be able to campaign for this local government elections without too much of the burden of Ace Mahashule having won. If he had won the case, then the so-called Ariti forces and all the other factions within the ANC will be very jubilant. Right now, I think they will be clearly having their tails between their legs, because now they have to go back to, the drawing board to say, okay, how do we approach this? Because now Ace Mahashule will not have that, mass mobilization that he was hoping that, he'll be able to go to some rally of the ANC, even though he's in suspension, to say, look, I've been vindicated by the cause. These people are, are biased against me, and therefore I need to be reinstated. My suspension is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and so on, because the court has opposed it.
Right. Professor, do you think there is any introspection? Obviously not everybody's the same within the ANC. People are different. Everyone's unique. But when we look at the public protector, she doesn't seem to ever get tired of being smashed by our courts. It doesn't seem to have stopped her, for example, from introspecting. Do you think that Ace Mahashule and some of the other guys in this position, other ANC members in this position, are going to at some point take a hard look at themselves and say, maybe it's actually not about everybody being biased against us. Maybe we're the common denominator here.
I do not think that they will do that. The political stakes are very high in this regard. If they were to take that route, in my view, it would be clear testimony to those, their detractors and those who have been criticizing them, that clearly they have been on the wrong, and they would not like to accept that. And some of them, in my view, are abusing, generosity of the judiciary system in South Africa, the justice system, whereby you know, that so-called, the phrase innocent until proven otherwise or until proven guilty. So they will stretch it to the limit. I mean, we can see it also happening with, Jacob Zuma,
of course,
you know,
absolutely.
Whereby one court says, no, you still have a case to answer. And then he goes to another one. And then the next thing he does, he wants that, Justice Zondo to recuse himself. And then the next thing, and it keeps going on and on and on. Right now we have, parole issue, fracas. So it's going to keep going on, in my view. I think they are just going to keep stretching, the situation, the legal, their legal, options. To as far as possible.
In other words, this is just going to continue. This is
it's going to continue until somewhere somebody says, "Look, the bus stops here. Now we are locking you up, and you are." There's no appeal. There's no constitutional court. There's no Supreme Court of Appeal.
That's
room,
it.
You
stops.
Are now guilty. You must don the orange overalls.
I think that is what, if there's anything that South Africans need the most, it's to see the right people in orange uniforms.
This is what South Africans are crying for.
Absolutely.
But in my view, the South African system in this regard is failing, their public trust. Because people still believe, many at least, anecdotal evidence, if you listen to many, TV and radio stations, that there's a law for politicians or political public representatives, whether in office or those in other political parties who are not in power, in the opposition benches, and then there's a law for ordinary people. In other words, if I'm in political office,
absolutely.
The law must treat me differently. It must look at my name, it must look at my party, the label and everything. But if I'm somebody in Kwatuguza, Stenga, in some rural area, or in Kwamhlanga, or in some, Bond level in Cape Town, in some poor neighborhood, then therefore the law must just apply, and I must just go and
accept
serve my time.
Absolutely. Professor, I do need to leave it there. Fascinating conversation, and thank you for joining us this morning, Professor Kalebogo Mapunye, who is the Professor of African Politics at the University of South Africa, joining us this morning, talking about Ace Magashule's appeal. It's just